World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. France are through, and what struck me was not just the scoreline against Morocco. It was how quickly this World Cup started to feel like a tournament for the teams that can make pressure look ordinary. France won 2-0, reached the semifinals, and more importantly, looked like a side that understands how to reduce emotion around them instead of being swallowed by it. That is the real shift today. Morocco brought belief, energy, and a sense that they could turn the night into something tense and chaotic. But the broader reporting after the match kept landing in the same place. France did not just survive. They controlled the emotional temperature of the game. And in knockout football, that matters almost more than the highlight reel. You can feel the bracket changing when one team starts to look inevitable. That is why this story is bigger than the scoreline. And then there is Kylian Mbappé, who absolutely has to be treated as the human center of this moment. Multiple outlets focused on the same combination: his performance, his growing stack of tournament records, and then the small wave of anxiety around an ankle issue after the match. The available reporting suggests Mbappé himself played that concern down, so this does not look like a confirmed major injury story right now. But it is still the right thing to watch, because when a player carries this much symbolic weight, every physical detail suddenly feels like part of the tournament plot. Honestly, that is where this gets interesting. Yesterday, the question was whether big-name advancement could still feel legitimate and trusted. Today, the question is whether the remaining contenders can turn pressure into clear semifinal authority. That is the continuity point for me. France moved the conversation away from debate and toward control, and Mbappé now feels less like a star inside the tournament and more like one of the forces shaping the whole tournament mood. That matters more than a normal match report. The next pressure point is England against Norway, and I think this is one of the most revealing games left in the bracket. England were already carrying scrutiny, but today the angle changed. This is no longer mainly about Jordan Henderson's absence or general leadership talk. Now it is about whether England can handle a sharper football problem and a sharper psychological problem at the same time. Mark Gahey is reportedly a serious doubt. Jarrell Kwanzaa's ban still affects the defensive picture. And the whole game suddenly feels less stable around England than they would want. That is where the tension actually is. And of course, Norway are not walking into this as some grateful outsider anymore. Erling Haaland has already started leaning into the pressure narrative, basically telling the world that the burden belongs to England. That is smart, and it is more than a quote. It tells you Norway understand exactly what their role is now. They are trying to play with freedom while forcing England to carry the reputational cost of any wobble. Haaland is the human face of that belief. He is not just Norway's striker in this story. He is the person carrying their defiance. That is why listeners should care about him here as more than a tactical reference. That is a real pressure transfer. The other quarterfinal that deserves attention is Spain against Belgium, because it may be the cleanest high-level football game on the board. Not the loudest game, maybe not the most emotional one, but the one that could tell us a lot about what wins at this stage. Belgium were last discussed on this show through the emotional wreckage of the United States exit. Today, the question is different. Can they impose themselves against a team that wants control just as much as they do? For me, that is the appeal of this matchup. It is not chaos versus order. It is order versus order, and one of those versions is about to look stronger. That is the real test. One thing I also checked carefully for today was whether there was a meaningful new U.S. or Canada angle that deserved a spot, given the audience and given that this is a North American World Cup. I do not think there was, at least not in a way that met the quality bar. There were some weaker host region travel and fan spillover stories, but nothing strong enough to force back into the main editorial line. And I actually think that is the right call. Freshness has to win. Repeating the emotional fallout of the U.S. exit without a real update would make the show feel stale fast. That is a discipline check worth making. So this is where I think the tournament sits tonight. France have turned advancement into authority. Mbappé is carrying not just goals and headlines, but the emotional gravity of the late rounds. England are walking into a game where the burden is now impossible to hide. Norway know exactly how to use that. And Spain against Belgium may tell us which kind of composure really survives when the margin for error gets tiny. This World Cup is not short on stars, but what matters now is who can make the pressure look normal. See you tomorrow.